Hey everyone, it's Elena, also known as Wild Mountain Poetry on Instagram. I have a message that I want to tell you guys today. So I was sitting on my couch and I was doing a little bit of a tarot reading for myself. And I came across these messages that I actually think would be really, really helpful for someone else out there, because a lot of the times I think some of the messages that I'm getting are not necessarily just for me, but they're for other people as well. So if this resonates with you, that's wonderful. I hope it provides some insight into your life. So I had pulled the Lover's card, the Tower card, and the Two of Swords. So for me, I had taken this reading in a few different ways, but I'm going to start with this particular route because of Matt and I's conversation that we had yesterday in regards to our past life. So we had realized that, well, we always knew that we had a past life together, but yesterday we really channeled some very, very interesting things, things that we did not realize that had happened, and that made a lot of sense to why we do things the way we do today. So pulling the Lover's card to me tells me that I did a lot of like twin flame stuff today as well. So I think that this is all going to the message that we have a purpose here on earth. Whether you are with someone or you're not with someone, you spiritually have a purpose. And sometimes we want to fit in, we want to be normal, we want to be like everybody else, but we can't. I'm looking at the Tower card, and there's two people that have literally are falling out of the tower, and the tower is burning, it's in flames. And this is showing me that you did not come here to be normal, okay? If your whole life could be the Tower card, it would mean that you are constantly being thrown out of situations that are not right for you. If you want to do something, if you wanted a certain career but it didn't work out, then you understand why it didn't work out. Your life is always about coming back to the realization that it didn't work out for a reason. And, you know, the Tower card also represents big things happening in your life that always show you messages that you needed to hear. So you didn't come here to have this super comfortable lifestyle in the sense where, you know, you're not really learning, you're not really conscious, you're not really aware, you're just going through the emotions. No, I'm sorry. It's just, that is not what you came here to do. And a lot of it has to do with your past life, your soul agreement with your twin flame, with your soulmate, with your lover. You had agreed to this, the journey that was going to bring you closer to yourself and closer to each other. So that is what the Lover's card is saying to me, is that a lot of the times, you know, we think that we're alone in this world. We think that we're just, you know, meant to, you know, have a you know, we're not really meant to expand or anything like that. No, this is saying to me that there is a lot more that's going on. There's a lot more beneath the surface, and you have a higher purpose. And a lot of the times it's related to this agreement that you made before you came here. And then the Two of Swords really represents that you have to go off of your intuition. You know, it's going to, the Tower is going to constantly teach you that you need to go off of your intuition. And it comes full circle because your intuition is bringing you back, is bringing you back to your purpose. It's bringing you back to what you were meant to do. So to me, this says a lot about a past life, you know, something that is keeping you actually grounded. Believe it or not, this Tower card to me means, yep, this person's going to be grounded as heck, because you just can't, you can't get away with not following your soul path. This reading to me is also talking about your soul path. And, you know, some people might still be confused about what they're supposed to be doing. They're supposed to, you know, they're feeling like they don't know where their life is heading. They don't know what's next. Well, that's fine. It doesn't matter. It actually doesn't matter what's next. It's about remembering why you're here. It's about remembering what you actually value, what is important to you. You don't have that luxury, and I don't even want to call it luxury because it's really not, but you don't have that luxury of just not staying true to yourself. You can't do it. You can't, you know, go through life and just say, oh, you know, you can't choose everything mentally. You know what I'm saying? You have to have a heart involvement. You have to have your heart involved. You know, hence the Lover's card as well, continuously reminding us, you know, and with that Two of Swords as well, the mind, the mental, and the heart being balanced, and knowing that your intuition is what is important. Because in this card, she's blindfolded and the moon is above her on her right hand side, on her left hand, sorry. So that is talking about this balance and intuition. The moon is your intuition, the feminine energy, and Lovers as well, masculine and feminine. So you have that balance, and in the middle you have the Tower. You know, you have to find that balance or else life is going to keep knocking you on your feet. You know, and you know, you might feel like, why does this have to happen to me? Why does everyone's life look easier than mine? Well, it's not about you. It is about you, but it's not meant to be a self-pity party. You know, it's about your path, your purpose. And you know, when you think of a video game, you know, the creators put in obstacles in that person's path so that they can go to the next level. You can't keep going to the next level unless you pass and you learn. You have to learn how to play the game better and better, and you develop a new skill set, you know? And this is like way beyond just a game, but that's kind of the idea, is developing your skill set. And you know, the Lovers and the Tower and the Two of Swords, this is all also pointing towards your spiritual foundation and really, really sticking to your values and what is important. Because if it's not important, it's not going to stay. It's not going to last. You know, there's going to be a breakup. There's going to be a financial hardship, you know, because it's not meant for you at this moment. You're meant to do something else. You know, if you think back in the day, if, you know, the first thing that you picked up, the first place you got a job, if that worked out, then you wouldn't have developed all these skills that you have now, all these years later. You have to, it's also telling me that this is divine guidance, this Tower situation. It's out of love, It really is out of love. Because if you're just given everything that you want just because you know it's going to give you instant gratification, you know it's going to make you happy, you know it's going to make you money, I'm sorry. But if your heart's not in it, it's not going to work out. And if you're not emotionally and you're not mentally balanced and you're not there and you're not present, it's not going to work out. So I hope this resonated with at least some of you. I hope that this message helps you because it really is an important message. And I wasn't really expecting to have such a big message today. You know, I thought I was just going to do a reading for myself to kind of, you know, gauge, you know, where I am, or, you know, even the collective energy as well. But this is a pretty big message. And I think it's a big message is because I wouldn't have read this message like this if I did not have that talk with Matt yesterday on our past life. Because when I couldn't stop thinking about the past life, and I haven't been able to because it has affected me so much. And I always said this, you know, I always said, I don't really care what happened in past life, because if it doesn't come up, then it must not, you know, be that important, or, you know, be something that I meant to hear at that moment. I just thought that if it was important, I would have gotten the message. But that's the thing. Hindsight is 20/20. I wasn't ready for that message yet. I had to be where I am now to receive that message, because if I received that earlier on, I wouldn't have seen its depth. I wouldn't have seen how much it really affects me. I had to live this far in. I had to get this far to see why that's important and why that matters. And again, you know, it's going to feel sometimes that you cannot get your way. Like why, you know, every single time I try to start a new thing, or I try to do something, or I have an idea, it doesn't work. You know, why does this not work out for me? Well, it's not that it's not working out for you. It's that, you know, it's just not meant to in that moment. And, you know, this was brought up earlier as well, when Matt and I were talking to a client about, you know, she was asking the same thing, you know, am I not supposed to be doing what I'm, you know, what I'm doing right now? Is it not meant for me? And I said, no, it is meant for you, but you were thinking a little too small, actually. You know, ironically, we always think that we're looking out for ourselves and we're seeing the best for ourselves. No, you're actually not seeing the full picture. You're not realizing that you're actually developing a stronger foundation, hence the tower. Why is it falling apart? Because it's not on a strong foundation. It's not meant to work out. It's going to look like, you know, everything's burning down and everything's being destroyed in front of you. That's a blessing in disguise. It's meant to happen. Comes back to your soul agreement, your past life, your karma, and being able to go through it with grace. Being able to see that this life for you is about your heart and your mind connection. Because a lot of you who are listening right now, you are kind of like an overthinker, intelligent type, you know, your mind is constantly going, you're constantly thinking, how can I do this better? How can I make this better? How can I work this out and everything? But it's saying, hold on a second, you know, you are overthinking in the sense of you're not putting your heart as much as it should be into this. Your heart is going to be fulfilled. We are trying to fulfill your heart, you know, and it's not the other way around. It's not fulfilling It's not just meant to fulfill your bank account or fulfill, you know, the things that, you know, your resume, what you want to do. That's not what that is about. And another thing that, you know, was brought to me in my past life is that I was a workaholic. You know, I was a boss. I was a hard worker. I was a business owner. I was very involved in the community. I had a lot of power, a lot of wealth, but I did not put love first. I did not do that. I didn't put love first. I didn't put my heart first. I didn't really consider my heart in my life and in my decisions. And you might feel like that sometimes. You know, when you take a look at your life, you might say, hold on a second. I am way, way, way over concerned about the numbers of the situation or the analytics of the situation. I'm not focused on, am I even happy? Do I feel good? Am I mentally balanced? Do I feel fulfilled? And if you're more stressed out than you are enjoying yourself doing that thing that you supposedly love, what is that saying to you? But lucky for you, there's the Tower card. Because you are going to keep being, you're going to keep going back to this over and over and over and over again until you learn what is truly important to you. And one of the first things we do in life coaching is identify your values. What is important to you? Because if you're doing things that aren't even important to you, you know, why these goals that you accomplish, you're still not going to feel fulfilled. It's about identifying your values and what is important to you. And when you align your life with those things, you're going to feel better. Another thing that I like is this quote. I can't remember who said it, but, and I'm going to paraphrase, but it's, if you, your words, your thoughts, if your thoughts and your words and your actions match, that is the definition of peace. You're not thinking, you're not doing things that don't match your heart. You're not doing things that don't match your passion. Your thoughts are in a space where they're not, you know, if you're around someone and you're thinking, oh, I can't stand them, stuff like that, that's not peace, you know? But if your thoughts are, you know, match your actions, you know, you're hanging out with them because you adore them, you love them, you think the world of them, you know, you support them, you appreciate them, you're not being fake. And that is peace. So I hope this reading helps you guys. I really, really appreciate you guys listening. And I will come out with another reading soon, starting next week. I'll talk to you guys later.